Far into the night I lay awake and said into my pillow, I love her, I love her, I love her, over and over and over. Then a burst of gratitude came upon me that she should be meant for me, who had once been the blacksmith's boy. I did not even remember until I was back in London that I had neglected to pay a call on Joe and my sister. But I never thought that there was anything low and small in my keeping away from Joe, because I knew that Estella would look down upon him as one who was beneath her. As it happened, however, circumstances compelled me to visit the forge sooner than I had expected. I had been back in London only 5 days when, one evening, an envelope with a black border was dropped through our letterbox. It was addressed to me. The letter in it was from Biddy, who regretted to tell me that my sister had departed this life on Monday last at 6:20 in the evening, and that the funeral would take place on Monday next, at 3:00 in the afternoon. It was the first time that a grave had opened in my road of life. I could scarcely have remembered my sister with much tenderness, but I suppose there is a shock of regret that may exist without great love. I missed her more than I should have thought possible when I went down to the forge, and all the time I was there I had the strangest idea that she would walk into the kitchen and take me by the ear, as she had done so often when I was a boy. I saw her laid to rest in the churchyard, close by the grave of the parents I had never known, then spent a quiet evening with Joe and Biddy. I kept thinking how little I had seen of them of late, and promising myself that I must do so much more often. Early in the morning I was to go, and early in the morning I was out, looking in, unseen, at one of the windows of the forge. There I stood for some minutes, watching Joe at his work, with a glow of health and strength upon his face. "Goodbye, dear Joe. I shall be down soon, and often," I told him, and meant it at that moment. "Never too soon," Joe replied, "and never too often, Pip." Then I turned my back on our village, and went off to London again, to continue my life as a gentleman with great expectations.